The impressions of a freshman driver at Indianapolis for the first time are perhaps expressed more spontaneously than those of some of the veteran drivers. And even a freshman at Indianapolis is always a graduate in terms of experience of many other racetracks. For example, Don Edmonds' description of getting upside down in his race car.
My eyes get kind of big and my hair stands on end a little bit. All you see is grandstand, racetrack, just flashes of everything going over. I know the first time I ever got upside down, actually it was the first race I ever drove, and I didn't know that I was getting upside down. It happened so quick, I didn't know what was happening, and I thought I was just getting through the corner, and I thought, gee, this race is awful rough.
The point at which a race driver makes up his mind as to whether he continues being a race driver or not is a critical one.
It just kind of took away my interest there. For about, a month or so, I thought, gee, I don't know if I like this or not. You know, it was my first race.
Apparently, veteran Tony Bettenhausen never lost interest in racing, as witness his many years as a successful and outstanding driver. He was one of the front runners here in 1956 when his car hit the wall in the southeast turn in one of the most serious accidents of the race. In spite of the obvious hazards of the racing business, Tony Bettenhausen has learned to evaluate many factors involved, both good and bad. His destiny apparently was to be a race driver.
I feel that certain people are cut out to be carpenters, and another man might be cut out to be an engineer, and another one a policeman. Well, I feel racing is my living, and if I was to have racing taken from me, why, I would losing everything that I had attained through the past 20 years.
The comments of a veteran driver are considerably more reserved than those of a rookie like Don Edmonds. However, right at the moment, there is one thing they have in common, the dangerous crosswinds on the track while qualifying.
When you come off these turns, now over in the southeast turn, it's very, very windy, and you've got to come out there as low as possible so you don't run out of racetrack. Concentrating very, very carefully on where you are going to approach your turns for your wind conditions such as we have today so that you don't become involved with that wall. I'm going out now in third car in line to qualify, and if we run 141.5 or 42 under these conditions, we'll be real happy.
Bettenhausen completed his qualification with a four-lap average of 142.439 in his Novi number 27, in spite of the tricky wind conditions. The other member of the Novi racing team is Paul Russo, who drives Novi car number 54. He qualified yesterday at 144.817 miles per hour for the fastest qualifying time this year. The only four-cylinder supercharged car at the Speedway this year is Roger Ward's Wilkett Special number 8. Roger's been trying at Indianapolis since 1951.
It's a car was built by Luigi Luzowski. It's 165 cubic inches with a centrifugal supercharger on it. The engine is set in at an angle, starting at the left front of the car, moving to the right rear. The driveline has two universal joints, and I sit on the left side of the automobile.
He's a 36-year-old ex-Army pilot who loves racing and is very realistic about the whole business.
It requires a desire more than anything else. You have to really want to do this because it's something that is a little bit dangerous, you might say, and however, we don't think of it that way, but it's a profession that you have to want to do pretty bad because there are lots of other ways of making money. In 1955, on the back straightaway, when Billy Vukovich was killed, I slid down the back straightaway backwards. I knew I was going into the wall. I never had enough time to think about it.
In the next few minutes, we turned four laps, averaging 141.321, to qualify for the position of eighth row outside. Al Herman was elected Rookie of the Year in 1955, his first ride at Indianapolis. He's 30 years old now. This is his third start at the Speedway. He was running a good fourth in the 1956 race when he ricocheted off the wall.
I hit the wall three times coming down a straightaway here, and every time I hit, I just kept thanking the Lord that I was still alive, because I had knocked the wind out of me, but I was still feeling awful good because I knew I was still here.
It might be hard to understand how someone who's just finished describing a close call can in the very next breath talk about an entirely different reason why he feels that he's a pretty lucky guy.
I'm doing today what I've always wanted to do. I think few people are doing what they wanted to do when they were a kid. I mean, my mind that when I would become a grown man, I would drive race cars, and therefore I feel I'm one of the luckiest guys in the world.
Right then, what Al Herman wanted to do most was to qualify the Detroit Dunn Engineering Special number 89, which he did handily within the next 7 minutes at 140.007 miles per hour for 10th row outside position. Car number 72.